This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, we start where everybody's starting today. It's opening day in baseball, the day we determine whether our team is good or bad based on one game. How pumped up are you for opening day? Because we can't wait here in KC.
I'm fired up. This is great. Listen, you know, I'm in LA. I'm a Dodger fan. They're already 2-0. They're two games ahead of everyone, so I'm excited about that. And the Dodgers have reached arch-villain status, which I like. Like, everyone hates them. They think they're ruining baseball, so I'm excited about that. But I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing plays out. To me, the American League is wide open. Like, the Yankees are – I don't even know if the Yankees make the playoffs without Soto, without Gerrit Cole, who's out for the year. There's a ragtag pitching staff in New York. So you take the Yankees, you put them down several pegs. The team in Houston that I call the cheating Astros, I don't think they make the playoffs, even though the American League West is terrible. So they got a shot still because the division's bad. So that opens it up for a team like the Royals or the Orioles or one of these other teams in the American League to sneak on in there. And whoever ends up representing the American League, assuming the Dodgers in the World Series, then I know we're going to get ahead of ourselves, but they become like everyone's favorite team because everyone's going to be pulling against the Dodgers. So it's going to be fun to see how this all plays out. And on opening day, everyone's excited to get the bunting out of the ballpark, the red, white, and blue, and all that stuff. It's awesome. They do the introductions like the playoffs where they line them all up at first and third base. The whole thing's great. The smell of ballpark food, it's all new. And what's not to like? I'm fired up. I'm excited. And I'm not going to a game, but I will be sitting on my tuchus. I'll be watching all day. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the opening day bunting. It's different than playoff bunting. You know, they roll that stuff out and get ready to rock and roll. But you mentioned the American League. I was having this conversation with some folks at spring training. Like, nobody knows who the favorite is. Is it the Red Sox now? I mean, who is the favorite in the American League?
Yeah, it's a toss-up. And as far as the bunting, don't forget the oversized American flag. Where do they put these things? The jumbo-sized American flag. You only see them on opening day, the playoffs, maybe some football games. But where do they sit? They must take up so much space. Who pays for them? Is there a storage locker somewhere where they keep all of them? Do you have to have multiple? I want to know. Like, somebody's got – and who? If you need a giant flag, who do you call? I wouldn't know who to call. I'm sure you can just Google it. But is there a company that only does giant flags? There must be. But answer your question. The gambling market, We'll still say the Yankees because of the amount of Yankee fans there are, and they're trying to protect themselves. But that's to me, that's not legit. I'm not sold on the Red Sox only from the standpoint that pitching staff, Walker Buehler is a two-time Tommy John guy, and Garrett Crochet also, he wouldn't even pitch late in the year. He turned down a trade to I think it was the Dodgers, because he didn't want to pitch over a certain number of innings. So using the math on that, that's not going to work if these guys are out. Yeah, going into the season, the Red Sox look very good if those guys are healthy and all that, but they're not going to be. Yeah, you know they're not going to be. The reason the Yankees, you still would say, are there is because they are going to trade for Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins or somebody like that if they need a pitcher. So that's why you still have the Yankees up there. But as the Yankees currently, we do the show today, right, Bob? Today, the Yankees I would not bet on to get to the World Series because that's not a World Series roster. How about the Mets, though? Speaking of New York, Clay Holmes is the opening day starter for the Mets. How does that happen? How does that happen if you're the Mets and you spent $765 million on Juan Soto and you're rolling out Clay Holmes, a relief pitcher, as your opening day starter? Wow.
All right. According to Reddit, you know, your boy, the guy that, you know, gets told to go Google, figures it out. Today you learned. That is a thread in Reddit. It's TIL. It's pretty fun. Flags that cover the entire football field. That's what we're going with because you can't cover a whole baseball field. $6,200 to rent, so they must stay at a laboratory, and they are $50,000 to make, and they weigh 1,100 pounds.
That's great information. So this is, you're opening my eyes. I'm so lazy, I never bothered to look it up, and now you're 50 grand to make those?
50 grand, that's a lot of yarn, man.
Where would you make one? Like, you'd have
some,
like,
factory.
In a hangar or something like
that? Yeah, it says that they're $6,200 to rent, so opening day is very expensive.
What? Wait a minute. How about this? A Fesco in the morning, you, Dusty, and Bob can rent one of those on 4th of July, and everyone will come down and take a photo with a giant flag. That'd be a great bit. You can get sponsors, the whole thing.
I think you missed the key factor, Ben, where it's 1,100 pounds, man. We got to get like 80 people to hold that
come
thing.
On. You get a couple of board ops and some, you know, get some interns together. You'll be fine. Right. Come on. Bring your listeners, man. Your P1 guys will show up, right? They'll be there. They'll do the heavy lifting for you.
There's like eight other people in this building right now, total. Ben, I want to bring this up from an opening day perspective to switch it over to college basketball. Because I remember we did this, I don't know, we've done this for Thursdays for a while now, you, me, and Bob. Yeah. But like we talked about this time of the year, right? Like I think you were team October, like team fall, like must be nice California weather. You don't feel like we do here. But like here, everything's been covered in snow. Everything's been kind of just dead. It's starting to get green, purple, red. I mean, it was awesome. And you have opening day. You have March Madness Sweet 16, where I think now we are going to get the madness because now all the teams are pretty equal, even though all the Vegas lines would tell you like 6.5, 6.5, 5.5, 9.5. But is this not the greatest time of the year in sports? I'll give you another chance.
So I'm not going to take the bait. I don't hate it. Listen, I'm excited. You know, we all have shows to do, and you know, I got 8 million things I'm supposed to be watching today, and you know, hopefully something will come out of it. We have something to talk about. So I'm into it. Like everyone else, though, my bracket's gone to hell. I didn't take all chalk, so I'm not all that excited about the college basketball games tonight. But, yeah, no, it's a fun time. It's cool. Like you said, you answered the question, though, Dusty. I don't have to deal with weather. All I get is like June gloom in L.A. where it gets a little overcast for like a month. It actually starts in May. And that's about it. I mean, we get fire season where the city burns down every year, unfortunately. We get that. And we have earthquakes and things like that. But we don't get really bad cold weather or anything. But I like the time of the year. I love opening day. But I like the fall better. I'm still start of NFL season, and you've got the World Series, the baseball playoffs. That's my sweet spot. That's where I am.
Yeah, it is big, though, with the Sweet 16 kind of going all chalk, though. I mean, this is what we want. Everybody complains there's no Cinderellas, there's no upsets. We did the research. There's very few Cinderellas and very few upsets that truly do happen in the NCAA tournament. We just remember it. Isn't the tournament better that we have all the brand names in it going forward?
No, absolutely. And this is one of those things. I'm convinced we all get shamed. Like, you fill out your bracket. Is your bracket busted, right? All that. Because they tell you you're not supposed to bet chalk. If you say in your Final Four, I'm going to have three number one seeds and a number two seed, everyone's like, oh, you're a loser. What's wrong with you? You know, you got to pick some upsets, you know? But yet, if you just bet the favorites or pick them in your bracket, your office pool, you'll be in great shape. But, yeah, we've got, you know, you think about the teams that have national following. Now, Florida, I still think of, I don't know, are they a football school anymore? They haven't been that great at football in a while. Like, they used to be a football school. But Duke, Arizona's a great basketball school. They play today. You got Calipari at Arkansas, and, you know, putting them back on the map. So they're saying, you know, Alabama's a football school. They're playing it today. So, but these are national. They have national fan bases. So, yeah, I'd say it's great. People will be watching it. They'll be engaged, and they'll be betting on it as well. So,
you believe Aaron Rodgers is going to retire? Is he going to be a Minnesota Viking?
No, I'm going with my caller, Andrea, the astrology lady, that he's waiting till Mercury's out of retrograde, which is April 7th. So we have 10 more days to go. And then he's going to announce, because he's trying to avoid the cosmic hurricane that if he announces it now. It's maybe he's on vacation. I don't know. Like, what is there to wait for? I don't get it. He's taking his time. It's like a Sunday drive for him.
Yeah, he doesn't care, you know, that he's holding everybody up because he's a narcissist. But the interesting one is Dak Prescott to Cleveland. That rumor got started yesterday, and that's a great one, because you'd have to think Dallas wants the number two pick back in return from Cleveland for that to draft Shedeur Sanders, right?
Oh, yeah, but that's a wonderful, juicy rumor. And unfortunately, financially it might not actually work, but I don't care. I live in a different dimension. And in my dimension, I think it would be great. And, the Shedeur Sanders thing to the Cowboys. Now, hey, there's a shot. Like, this thing goes sideways and Shadur's still there when the Cowboys are drafting. Like, he's not guaranteed to be a top five pick in the draft. There's people that are questioning whether or not he can actually play at the NFL level at a high level. But if we can somehow get Deion Sanders, wherever Shedeur Sanders goes, there will be every month a story about, well, Deion Sanders, he wants to coach his kid. Yeah, maybe he'll coach his kid again in the NFL, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Browns, whether it's the Cowboys. And the Cowboys don't have a coach. They've got, it's like a temp guy, Schottenheimer's kid. He's just there for a year or two, and then they'll move on from him. So, yeah, I love the Dak Prescott stuff. And if I was the Cowboys, I would trade him. I would absolutely, if you can find a sucker for Dak Prescott, I would absolutely do that. He is the personification of a guy who's overrated. He's a stat bandito. He's been that way for years. And why not start over? Hit the reset button. It's not like you're making the playoffs anyway. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They're probably not going to make the playoffs this year, considering they haven't done anything. They've had a zombie offseason so far.
Ben, when you bring all that stuff up with the NFL and, like, Dak Prescott and everything like that, do you also believe that Cam Ward is still going to be a Tennessee Titan? Because then I also see, you know, I love these stories, right? Like, we never know who's right. Now there's talk that Tennessee was, you know, creating smoke around the thought that they were going to take Cam Ward as a slam dunk so that other people would take the bait. Bold strategy, or is this just like, hey, Cam Ward's number one?
Well, that's what I love this time of the year. Anything that happens, It's almost like politics. Like, politician screws up. They did that intentionally. You know, same thing as, like, there's, well, so-and-so's, you know, I actually do think Tennessee does not want Cam Ward. Cam Ward, I don't know if you've gotten this. One of my things that I'm a Meshuggah, every year I read these draft guides. I get sent a lot of them. A lot of them are free now online. And you read the scouting report on Cam Ward, and it doesn't whisper, it yells, this guy should not be a top, you know, number one pick in the draft. There's a lot of issues there. And in a normal season, Cam Ward would be drafted in the second round, maybe late first round, but second round. So years past, some would say third round pick. And now they're talking about first round pick. And that is something that has changed the last, like, 15 years or so. Guys that are overdrafted because they play quarterback. Remember Kyler Murray? Number one overall pick, Kyler Murray. People say, well, he's not big enough, but we got to draft him. And he's proven to be not big enough. He can only play half a season, and he falls apart in the second half. Cam Ward will be drafted number one, whether it's by Tennessee or not. I think they're going to trade him. And the guy that I think is going to be awesome, although it's not a sexy pick, is Abdul Carter from Penn State. That guy's a total stud, and you can plug him in, and you know you're going to get solid production for, you know, 6 or 7 years at least. So that'd be the guy I would trade up to get. I wouldn't trade up for Cam Ward at all. So wouldn't do that at all.
Ben, before we let you go, how much worse did the Giants get by signing Russell Wilson?
Well, they got bad from a football standpoint, but it's a hell of a story for those tabloids that are hanging on in New York. So, I mean, Mr. Unlimited, he was at the Knicks game last night. I saw him in the Knicks-Clipper game sitting courtside on Celebrity Row. Is he not one of the great carpetbaggers of our time here, Russell Wilson, since he left Seattle? Stunk in Denver, stunk in Pittsburgh, went to the Giants, and you know what's going to happen there. And do you think the coaching staff for the Giants, do you think they've got this weird sense of fatality there that this is not going to go well, that they'll be coaching somewhere else by the end of next season?
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy opening day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, let's play ball. Thanks, guys.
Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And just to kind of update you, Dusty, on what's going on, the Aaron Rodgers stuff we talked about, Tom Pelissero on with Jim Rome today. Rackham says it's Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh or wait is what they're saying now for
he should
Aaron
wait.
Rodgers.
Uh-huh. Max said he should wait until somebody gets hurt because somebody's definitely going to get hurt.
Yep. Or if the Vikings start JJ and go, this isn't what we thought.
Well, the Vikings pretty much said yesterday, JJ's our guy. We want him to be our number one guy.
Yeah,
right?
They said we want him to be our QB1, which I thought was weird.
Myles Garrett also said he was leaving Cleveland, too. So anybody who believes statements released by companies or players, you know, you got a screw loose. So they said they want JJ to be that guy. But if you bring Aaron Rodgers in, then you're not giving JJ that chance. I understand what they're saying. They want him to be that guy. Can he be that guy, right? I don't know if he can be that guy. I'm sure they'll do some preseason practices and get a taste of what this guy's about. They may say, you know what, we need Aaron Rodgers. But it sure sounds like Aaron Rodgers has one option right now, and it's Pittsburgh, or you can just kind of sit back and wait and see what happens and realize that you may be somebody's scrap later on in life when their quarterback goes down.
Yeah. Also, the thing that we saw yesterday was the Cam Ward smoke.
Yeah.
Like, what's Buck Rising think about this? Like, what do you put on that? Like, obviously everybody has their sources or what they believe is being told to them. Because, like, the other day, Cam Ward looks at the Tennessee Titans sideline when he's doing his pro day. And he's like, what do you think about that, huh? And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, now there's sources, because Pro Football Focus said this, that there's a chance that Tennessee's using this as a smoke screen. So people will be like, oh,
both can be true, though.
Exactly.
Can be true. Like, there's truth in everything, right?
Fair.
And so he can be the number one pick for Tennessee, but Tennessee could also be using that as a smokescreen to try to trade that number one pick because they need a lot of help. You're picking number one. It's not like you're the Kansas City Chiefs and just were bad in the front office and bad with coaching and you had 17 Pro Bowlers on that roster. You're picking number one because you stink.
Yeah, because you're ass. I think the Titans really like Cam Ward, but I think, like what you're saying, Bob, this isn't an Andrew Luck situation where they're, no matter what, we're picking Cam Ward. If they get a good enough offer, heck yeah, and let's raise that stock as much as we can in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, because Cam Ward's looked at as the number one quarterback to be picked. Well, because there isn't much competition.
Yeah, you heard Ben Maller. This is a second-round draft pick, really. Right. Late first, second-round guy.
Right, exactly. It was like, what's his name, who left Missouri a year earlier and was the 12th pick overall and then came here to finish his career. Blake Bortles, Blake somebody, I don't know, Connor. Fairbune. I don't know what the hell his name was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Brady McCullough. I don't know. Who was the guy that played backup quarterback here 2 years ago? Was from Missouri.
Shane Buchel?
No.
Dave Murray? No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, went to he was a
Blaine
real American.
Blaine Gabbert.
There we
go. Blaine Gabbert.
I knew I'd eventually get to it, but a guy like Blaine Gabbert, he left a year early because he knew there were no quarterbacks, ended up going 12 to Jacksonville. Great move by him to do that. So is Cam Ward truly the number one quarterback, or is he the number one quarterback in a class of second, third, and fourth round picks,
We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that, like, when you look at, you look at what they're doing, I mean, it seems like this is the most sort of, like, no one really knows how this draft's going to go. And maybe that's what's making it for me more intriguing as we get closer and closer. Less than a month away. And I'm like, I don't know who's going one, and I don't know who's going two, three, four, or five. Like, I saw the video yesterday of the old boy from Penn State. Or was it Ashton Genty?
Abdul Carter. Oh, you saw Ashton Genty.
Ashton Genty. That guy's a brick house.
I mean,
dude.
What was that? Yeah, was that AI? Was that real? Dude. Because the way that he looked, and that's a thirst trap right there, man.
Seriously.
Like, for every NFL GM, you're like, whoa, I want that. It reminded me of seeing Derrick Henry with no shirt on in Miami. That's exactly what I thought. Mm. I went, oh my God.
Man amongst boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
monster.
Guy was huge. All right, one word for a little bit. Here we go, Mac.
Yeah, one word. Let's start with baseball. So one word to describe Bybee and Reagans going at it on the mound today.
Stellar.
Quick. Strikeouts. Yeah. I've got my prop bets in for today for the Royals game, four legger and opening day. We'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, I mean, strikeouts, studs, aces, shove, horse. I mean, these are two of the best in the American League going at it. In my opinion, both could be up for a Cy Young Award at the end of the year. They get people out by swinging and missing. And one thing we know, that baseball is quicker. Average game time last year, 2 hours, 33 minutes.
Yep.
Around there. This game will be quick because these guys will be dealing and they will be shoving.
And they will be throwing strikes. And that's the thing. Strikes with a pitch clock means a quick game. So get in your seats and make sure you watch this one. Like, this is not an opening day where you're mingling and walking around and not paying attention to the game. This is a legit matchup on the mound today. You're going to want to see this.
Right.
One word for the Cleveland Guardians this season going through the AL Central.
Meh.
Oh,
wow. Meh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just not.
You're out right now.
I'm not in on. I'm not out on them. I'm just kind of meh.
Okay.
Proven. Like, again, you know, you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. Mm-hmm. You want the top spot, you got to beat the guys that have been in the top spot. Cleveland's been there. This has been their division. When you think of the AL Central in the last 4 or 5 years, yeah, Minnesota's sprinkled in there, but like, it's been Cleveland. It's been the Guardians. This is the team that always seems to give you fits. Go out there, win 2 out of 3 to start the season, and take control of the Central from the word go or from play ball. So respectful, top dog-ish. I know that's not one word, but that's where they're at. You got to go beat them. You got to prove that you can beat them, and don't let them look like a more superior team than you.
The Twins, I think they have the highest win total in the division, 84.5 for Minnesota.
Mm. Enigma.
Okay. That's a good one to use. I'm trying to condense this into one word. First manager fired. I could be the manager of the Minnesota Twins.
Pressure?
A lot of pressure on the Twins this year because of the way the season ended last year. I don't know how great the relationship is with the player, the manager over there. You don't lose your last 27 games if things are copacetic, right? Like, probably should have been fired after that collapse last season. So a lot of pressure to get off to a good start, I think, in Minnesota.
Detroit.
Top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clone. I think they're the same way, right? They're going to take their team that they think is, you know, the next one up. The Royals think that they're the next one up. They're going to ride Tarik Skubal, the reigning defending Cy Young. He's a certified G and a bona fide stud. Mm. Cole Reagans today says, hopefully hold my beer, as the Texas kid goes out there left-handed and tries to mow him down.
The White Sox.
Trash. Bad.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, if you want the White Sox broadcast day, it's going to be this.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
That's the Chicago broadcast today.
And we're done.
Yeah, okay. That's one word, we're done?
We'll end it here. We've got more, but we can do it later.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's almost as good as...
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Ben Maller. Way to go. Landing Liberty. The Ben Maller chicken fingers. Big Bob's pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Max ooey gooey butter cake. Maxie's going to go to Maloney's for the game today. So.
Ah, look at you.
Oh, my God. That's your burp, isn't it?
Yes.
One more time. That's an exorcism, boy. You had some demons in that gut, man. I don't know what you ate the night before, but it was
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't Christian-like, I can tell you that much.
I've been pounded this week.
Hell.